Why don't you do it for the Lord one more time? Praise God. He's worthy. And he's worthy to be praised. There's no one like this Jesus that we worship tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Please be seated, amen. Praise God. He's all that we worship. And he's here tonight among us. What a privilege and honor to be with all of you, with your bishop and Pastor Schumacher. Amen. And I thank God for God made this connection that we can able to be with y'all. This is the third time that we're passing through Wisconsin. And I believe God has just brought our path together. And we're so glad that we can be here. We are stationed, or we live in Malaysia, that is close to Singapore and Thailand. We are a missionary evangelist that travel over 28 nations in Asia, seeing all the things that God does in the last days. In fact, I'm here to tell you that we are not only living in the last days, but in the last of the last days. Praise God. Over about a span of 13 months, we have seen over 30,000 people filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Just in Asia. Just in Asia. Not counting other parts of the world, because this is what the Bible says. It says that it shall come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. It doesn't matter. You're from different nation. You're from different country, colors or tongue, but we all come under and serving that one God, who worship that one God. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. We just came a couple of months ago from Vietnam. We went and hold a meeting in Vietnam in one of the places. They took us, and we had to take about three different transportation to keep the government from tracking us, because it's a communist country. But when we got there, we're supposed to have meeting at 10 o'clock. By the time we get into the place, it's 2 o'clock, and people just came and staggered slowly because they try to keep away from the watch or the surveillance of the government. But we had over 60 old people in that meeting. By the time we finished over 6 o'clock, 4 hours, God filled all 60 of them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they said, we need to be baptized. We don't want to go without being without completing our salvation. And we don't have a place to be baptized. And we look around, we had the war-torn wells that they dig in those days during the Vietnam War. And the people came, fill up those wells. In fact, there was a stone three-quarter of the way. And we filled up the water, gave the people in that well, and baptized them one after the other. Praise God. It's almost midnight hour, but what a joy. Amen. To know, to experience, to bring the people under the name of Jesus. Praise God. We serve a mighty God, and his name is Jesus. Wherever we go, praise God. He never changed. His power never changed. His identity, his deity never changed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you one more time, Bishop Schumacher. It's a great joy. We feel the kindred spirit with you and the presence. What a wonderful way that you have welcomed the Lord in your midst by worshiping, allowing him, praise God, through your worship. I just want to show to you a clip, praise God, what God has done. A couple of months ago, we were in Nepal. We have been to Nepal over 11 times, even, praise God. And the doors of the nations are closing very rapidly. And the religious society of the Hindus and Buddhists are closing the doors. Missionaries are not allowed to go to some of the nation, but I thank God we were able to go the last trip. We brought a team, and the clip we were about to show to you, amen, to show what God is doing to some of the nation. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not the one that gives the Holy Ghost. I'm not the one that can heal you. I'm not the one that can give you the deliverance. It is him. It is always him. And it always has been Jesus. Praise God. Can we have that clip, please? Praise God. Praise God. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Praise God. Isn't he wonderful? Praise God. The same Jesus that we saw a while ago, he is the same God that is here. Praise God. There's nothing that is impossible for him. Praise God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This thing just doesn't happen in Asia, but it happens in Europe, in England, in America, in all the parts, because he is a God of all nations. Would you stand with me, praise God, tonight? If you would turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 3. Now, how many of you tonight, you have come here with needs? Would you put up your hand, please? There can be emotional need, a physical need, needs. Amen. Praise God. I want to let you know that, praise God, the Bible says that with faith, everything that is possible. Verse 1, the Bible talk about, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I have I none, but such as I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifting him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Would you lift your hands one more time? Let's pray right now. Jesus, we want to thank you, Father, for your awesome presence that's already here, Lord. Jesus, you know exactly the number our hands, our names, Lord, those that are here that are present tonight. Jesus, you know that of those that have come in this place tonight. I pray that, God, faith will arise as the word will go forward, Jesus, and it will not return void. Anoint every word, Jesus, and meet every need in this place tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we want to declare that you are God, you're a healer, you're a mighty Savior. There's nothing that's impossible for you, Jesus. We want to stand and declare the majesty and the glory and the praise that only belongs to you in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. The Lord bless you. Be seated. Praise God. The Bible says that without faith it is impossible to receive anything from the Lord. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now faith is a substance of hope that look for and not the evidence of things that seen. Praise God. I thank God for hope. But from the place of hope, we can go forward to the place of faith. But I want to talk to you tonight, even praise God, when faith and expectation combine, praise God, it is a fuse for the next dimension called the miraculous. Praise God. The God we serve is a God of miraculous. Praise God. We have seen the blind eyes open, the deaf ears, praise God, open, the lame walk, cancer being healed, even the dead being raised. But the greatest miracle of all is when someone been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But there are needs, physical needs, aspect that, praise God, that we need the touch of God tonight. But I want to tell you that even, praise God, faith is important. Faith is vital. But there's something more important that makes faith so personal. It is called expectation. When you begin to expect from the Lord that he is able to do exceedingly, that he is able to do abundantly above your expectation. Praise God. He becomes your God of the miraculous. Praise God. All of a sudden, he that walked upon the face of this earth 2,000 years ago, he clothed in flesh and blood. He began to walk among you to reveal his splendor and majesty and glory. Praise God. That's who we serve, people of God, tonight. We just don't serve a religion. We don't serve a tradition. We just don't serve a belief system. But we serve this Jesus that called himself, I am that I am. Would you lift your hands and worship him one more time? Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says when Peter and John was fresh filled with the Holy Ghost, it was a fresh encounter of the baptism of the Holy Ghost that came from the throne of God. It's nothing like it. When you have went through the encounter with the infilling of the Holy Ghost, that is the greatest encounter that you can have on the face of this earth. There is nothing that is more bigger than any believer, dogma, religion. When the Holy Ghost comes, it transforms you. Praise God. It changes you. Praise God. It empowers you. Praise God. That's why the Bible says you shall receive power. It is just not a belief, but it is an encounter of this power. But now Peter and John, they went up. They were fresh, filled with the Holy Ghost. We need to learn to stay fresh under the anointing of the Holy Ghost all the time. Praise God. That's what makes the difference. Praise God. That's what separates religion from relationship. That's what, amen, make a difference between serving God out of the norm and serving him out of passion. Now, they were going, they were fresh. When they were coming into a place, the Bible says there was a man that was crippled from birth. They took him and they placed him at the gate, beautiful, and that was his vocation, a job every day, that he would be asking for alms, money every day. When Peter and John came, he was expecting something. He wasn't actually not expecting for a miracle, but he was expecting for something, amen, that would come, he would receive from Peter and John. Praise God. When Peter and John began to sense that he had the faith to believe, that he had expectation to receive, that he had the dimension of a vision that God can do something supernaturally, praise God, they said, we don't have silver, we don't have gold, but there's something that is bigger, that is more powerful, that is more majestic, that is more glorious than silver and gold can give it to you. It is the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't you shout the name of Jesus for a while? Come on, let's declare the name that is above every other name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. When I came into this system, when I came into this walk and found this revelation, I was only 17 years old. I was not born in a Christian family. I was born in a Hindu family. We used to worship more than 33 million gods. That's how many gods we used to worship. My own grandmother used to be a witch doctor. And she used to train me from 9 years old to walk on fire and then observe all the occult system that she used to do. And until the age of 17, my mother was being diagnosed with cancer. We went to all the gods. We went to all the mediums. We went to all the doctors. We began to ask, will there not be a solution, an answer, a way out for her? Finally, the doctors said, there is no answer. There is no healing for her. There is no way that she's going to get out from this. And in fact, gave and put a stamp on her saying that she's only going to live for 6 months. That's all that she has to live. She's going to die within 6 months. And in those times, we were in a desperate condition. We have finished resources, all the finances. We went to every place looking and knocking the door, looking for an answer. Would there be an answer to deliver her from cancer? Amen. I used to chase away Christians from my home. I used to burn the Bibles. I used to call and say that they are from the Western religion. I don't have anything to do with the Christian circles because I thought that I had a higher system of religion that from one generation to another generation that passed to me, that what my belief system was. But one night, when everything failed, when there was no more hope, praise God, he comes on the 11th hour. Praise God. I thank God for this Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. When everybody began to shut the door, he is the door that opened, praise God, to the answer what mankind looks for. When everybody shut the door on your face and say, there is no way, he said, try me, for I am the way. Praise God. It was late one night. I heard a knock on the door. I even opened. It was a woman. And she said, son, you have tried everything. I was only about 17 years old. She said, you have tried everything. You have tried the medicine. You have tried the mediums. You have tried the gods. She said, why don't you try Jesus? Praise God. That's all we got to tell the people. Why don't you try this Jesus? Because once you try him, there is no one like him. There is no one like him. There is no one compared to this Jesus that we worship tonight. Praise God. She went back and I went to my room. I do not even know how to pray. I fell on my knees. And I said, Jesus, I do not know who you are. They said, you are a God that can be able to heal and deliver and set free. And I told, if you are God that can be able to heal, then heal my mother and set us free from the condition that we are facing. And all of a sudden, the room began to lit up like a 1,000 bolt of light. And there was a peace that filled that room that I could not able to explain. Peace that flooded my soul that I could not imagine to express. And I did not know what it was. I went to sleep about almost 1 o'clock. And about 1:30, I was half asleep. My mother was not there. My father was not there. There was this presence that came into the room. And this presence began to speak to me as I was just laying there half asleep, as clear as I'm talking tonight. He said, I come looking for you because you have called for me. He said, I've died for you. He said, I'm the only one who can heal you. He said, my name is Jesus. Praise God. Why don't you lift your hands and worship him for a while? He is a God that we serve and we worship, that people are looking for an answer from. He is the one that this world needs. I could not go to sleep. I kept awake until 6 o'clock. And because I was shaken by this voice, by this encounter, by this presence that came into the room, I kept awake for the sun to rise in the morning. I left the home. I went into the Catholic Church. I went to the Methodist Church. I went to almost about 15 different churches. People of God, I was not looking for a religion. I was not looking for Christianity. What was I searching for this man called Jesus that have come to me and have given me an encounter? That's what I was looking for. Praise God, praise God. When you get hold of him, or rather when he get hold of you, you will never be the same. Praise God. There is the power. That's why Peter said, I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. It is the power of God to transform you, to change you. We went to almost about 2 months looking from one church to one church. Finally, one of my friends from a different church, he said, you need to come to this kind of a group. They are very strange. They are very loud. They are very strange. They are peculiar. They make all kind of a noise. But if you go among them, you might find what you are looking for. Now, I've been to many churches, but he warned me before he brought me. He took me among you, the United Pentecostal Church. He left me there alone, and he went back home. I stood there in the monk of your worship. The way that you worship, it began to terrorize me. It began to taunt me, man. It began to, amen. I'd never seen a group of people that were more passionate, deeper in love with Jesus. In all kind of things that I began to see, they began to dance, they began to roll on the floor, they began to clap, dance, jump, shout. They did everything. Praise God. People might ridicule about who you are, how you dress, where you go, how you speak, but they cannot resist the power that is among you. When they come among you to worship, when you begin to lift up your hands and magnify him, that makes the difference, praise God, because when you worship him, praise God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he comes among you. He comes among you. Praise God, there is a power, there is an encounter, there is, praise God, a presence that comes among you, praise God. And I know there was a difference when I was among them, and I told the pastor, amen, my mother was dying of cancer. Would they come and pray for her? And they came and they began to pray. And probably about 3 weeks later, we got baptized. I got baptized. And her condition got worse and worse. And down the road, about a month. And by this time, the doctor said her condition is not good. She is she's probably going to live another 1 month. And finally, they gave her morphine. And now, you know, when somebody has been given a drug, a morphine and all that, it's a one last ticket before they leave this earth. And she would take that medicine, she would roll on the floor, and the pain would be relieved for 2 hours, for about almost 20, 22 hours. She will be in excruciating pain. And the pain was terrible. And we went for this camp meeting. And the camp meeting on the third day, everybody thought she's going to die. The evangelist doesn't know what's going on. On the third night, I mean, we had about almost 300 people on that hall. She came staggered, bent over in the middle of the service. And she sat at the back of the row. And the moment she sat down, the evangelist said, I could not preach tonight because there is a woman here that is suffering with cancer. If you would come, there is a God that is above every cancer. If you have cancer tonight, one of your family is suffering from cancer, he is a God that is bigger than any cancer. Praise God. Praise God. She went forth and they began to lay hands on her. And this is what she said. When they lay hands on her, she said, I felt like a water that running through from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. She said, as the water was running through from the top of my head, all the pain was leaving her. It was leaving her. It was the living water, people of God. It was the living water. It was the living water that began to flow from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. And within a minute, all the pain was gone. She was made straight. Even praise God, she lifted up both her hands. She danced from one corner of the hall to the other corner, lifting up the name of Jesus, magnifying Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now only Jesus can do such a thing. Praise God. When he touched you, just one touch is all that we need. Here was a woman that had been brought out from a religious society that used to worship more than 33 million God. But this one touch of this man called Jesus, or the man from Galilee, made all the difference. She was made straight. She danced from one end of the hall to the other, magnifying this Jesus Christ. Praise God. We witnessed and we saw the power of God. Praise God, through the manifestation. Now, nobody can talk me out of that, because I saw. That's why the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm talking to those that have tasted that the Lord is good. If you have tasted the Lord is good, in some way, then we ought to worship him. Then we ought to magnify him. Then we ought to glorify this Jesus Christ. Two weeks later, we went to the same doctors. All the time that we went into the room, I would have all the questions. They would have the answer. But this time, God began to change the situation. I have all the answer and they had the questions. They said, we could not understand. They did the test. They brought all the physicians. They brought the top surgeons, the top physician, amen, in that city. They said, we could not understand. They said, your mother was just dying of a cancer about 2 months ago, and that cell has just, you know, have eaten up all her liver, her kidney, her lungs, everything gone. She's supposed to die within a month. But when we run all these tests, there was not even one trace of cancer cell. Now they said, tell us which is a doctor that has cured her. I looked to them and said, it's only one doctor. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Would you lift your hands and worship him? Jesus, we magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Jesus. That's who he is. Praise God. That's who he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the El Shaddai, the Adonai, the Elohim, the great I am. Praise God. The healer, the deliverer, the savior, the one and the only that we worship here tonight. Would you lift your hands and worship and magnify him? Jesus, we worship you, Lord. not only God as the Alpha, but also as the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. You are the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the bride and the morning star. Jesus, we magnify you, Lord, of who you are tonight. Praise God. In those days when God will do a miracle, I will write down one after the other. We went from 1 to 10 to 50 to hundreds. When we wrote 10 to 100, then God told stop writing all the miracle, because I don't know what God was doing next, because he was already doing it by the thousands. Praise God. Praise the same. He is the same. He is the same. And he changed not. Praise God. I can go on and tell you for the next 7 days of all the miracles and the healing and things that God began to do. Praise God, but he is same. Praise God. We need to open up our hearts. If you need a touch from him, if you need a touch of miracle tonight, the only thing that's going to infuse that miracle is your faith. It's going to be your expectation that he is the same God that he was of yesterday. Praise God. Now, people tell me, they tell me this doesn't work in America, this doesn't work in England, it doesn't work in Europe, but God proved them wrong, because he's saying, we just had a 10 meeting last Sunday in Milwaukee. There was a man who came that could not walk. In the service, began to throw the cane, began to walk. The same man was deafened in 2 years. God began to open up both the ears. He could hear 20/20 hearing that was given to him. He could hear perfectly, because Jesus is same. The only difference is every time we come is that we leave behind the element of faith. And we think that he is just a special to some people, some group, some nation. He is not. Wherever faith is present, he will be present to do the work. Amen. Praise God. Now we talk about this man, amen, that was in the gate of Beautiful. When Peter and John began to look to him and say, look to us. When they said, look to him, and praise God, they were expecting something to receive. And he thought he's going to receive something that is more greater than he ever received for the whole week, a whole month, or the whole year. But he had faith. He had expectation. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God worked in that realm. Now, we just came back from Hungary. Before we went to Hungary, we were there about a month ago in Hungary. And before we went there, they said, amen, don't expect the people of Hungary to be passionate or hungry for God, because they can be as cold as a North Pole. Nothing move. They are the coldest people. But I've seen God begin to move. As we went on the second day, there was a man, 80 years old man, that was waiting for us outside of a hospital. And when we went there with the regional director, Brother Patterson, and we went to the hospital, this man was there. He said, I've been coming to this hospital for 13 years to visit my daughter. He said, my daughter has been taken with a coma, but because a strange disease have eaten up her body, and she has been laying here from the time she was born until for 13 years. But I've been coming faithfully, believing that Jesus is able to raise her up from a coma one day, that my granddaughter is able to walk out from this hospital being healed, being whole, being set free by this disease. Now that man, he had faith. We went with him, with the pastor and with the regional director. He was there. We went into the room, and the room can be as cold as it can be. The doctor, and the nurses came. They came into the room. While we were there, we began to lift up and we began to magnify and worship this Jesus Christ. Praise God. People of God, no matter where you are, when you begin to lift up his name, lift up that wonderful name of Jesus, he comes as a mighty rushing wind. It's just not a belief. It's just not a faith. But there is a presence. There is an encounter. There is a power that everyone can able to experience even tonight. We begin to lift up our hands and worship. from 5 minutes to 10 minutes to 15 minutes to 20 minutes. And all of a sudden, the whole place was swirled with the presence of Jesus. Praise God. Some were weeping and crying, looking at us. The doctors and nurses began to take a step out, and they began to leave from that room. And we got intense worshiping this Jesus. Some got on their floor and began to lift their hands. Praise God. Kept on worshiping. And after 30 minutes, amen, the presence of God becomes so real in that room. And when that intense moment, praise God, that girl that was lying there for 13 years, all of a sudden she opened up her eyes. And there was a smile on her face for the first time. People of God, what am I talking about? I'm talking about this Jesus Christ that is able to do exceedingly. He's able to do more than what you're asking for tonight. Praise God. If you only can have faith to believe and expect Him, you will never go back home from this place the same. Can we lift our hands and worship Him for a while? Jesus, we worship You, Lord. We magnify You, Lord. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship You, Lord. We magnify You, Jesus. We glorify Your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship You, Lord. We magnify You, Jesus. There is no one like You. There is no one like You, Jesus. There is no one like You, Jesus. Praise God. Praise You, Jesus. Shalabaya toboro koboyando. Shalababa boboyo toboraya koboyondo. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise You, Lord. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. Praise God. Jesus. Jesus. My God. My God. My God. Jesus. Jesus. We worship You, Lord, as the Lion and the Lamb. We worship You, Jesus. My God, as the one and the only Lord. Oh, Jesus. 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 Shalabaya toboro boya koboyando. Shababo boyo toboro koboyondo. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Shalababoboyoto. My God, my God. Come on, just lift your hand. We're going to worship Him. He's in the house tonight. It doesn't matter if I don't finish my message, but He's in the house tonight. I want to lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Because the Master, He's in the house. Can we worship Him here tonight? Jesus. Shalabaya toboro koboyondo. Shalababa boboyoto. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Shabababoboyoto. Jesus. 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 Praise you, Lord. If we can have the musician up here. Praise God. Keep on worshiping. Keep on worshiping. That's it. The Lord is here. Jesus. Jesus. We surrender, Lord. We surrender right now. Every pain, every disease, every condition, Lord. My God, we surrender to you right now. Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Shabababoboyo koboya toboyo. Shabababoboyo toboya ndolobora. Keep worshiping. The Lord is about to touch some of you. The Lord is about to touch some of you. I want you to worship Him and praise God. He comes among your worship. He comes among your praise. Lift up your voice with the voice of triumph. And magnify and praise Him, for He is worthy to be praised and magnified. Shabababoboyo toloroboyo koboyondo. Shitolorolororo shibabababoboyoto. Shikirolorolororo shibabababaya. Jesus, I take authority, Lord, over every infirmity, every disease, every pain, Lord. I break every infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. I command every pain to go. I command every sickness to go. Every growth, every cancer, every arthritis. In Jesus' name. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. That's it, that's it, that's it. Jesus. Every depression, I break every depression right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority every emotional pain. I rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. That's it, that's it, that's it. It's beautiful, that's it, that's it. Jesus. Jesus. Why don't you lay by faith? Why don't you lay your hands in the place where you're having your pain or your disease? If you're having a pain in your back, lay your hands in your back. Some of you have been having migraine. You cannot even sleep at night. Why don't you begin to lay on your head, on your eyes? Some of you have been having growth on your body. Why don't you lay hands on the growth right now? In Jesus' name. That's it. In Jesus' name. I command every pain to go. Every pain. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. I take authority and I release the healing anointing that break every yoke of infirmity in this house in the name of Jesus. By the authority of the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Spirit of God, I rebuke every pain. I rebuke every disease in Jesus' name. Come on, that's it. Step out, step out. Come on, lift up, lift up. Lift up your leg. Come on, lift up your leg. Walk, walk right now. Come on, walk, walk, walk. Lift up your leg right. Come on, that's it. In Jesus' name, every pain goes. Come on, that's it. In Jesus' name, come on, walk. I want you to walk back and forth in Jesus' name. The mighty strength of God. Shalababababoyoto. In Jesus' name. Come on, that's it. In Jesus' name. I break right now every yoke, every yoke, every yoke of disease. I break it in Jesus' name. I command it right now to go. Be gone. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Be healed. Be set free. Be set free. Keep walking. Lift up the name, lift up the name. Lift up the name, lift up the name. I want you to lay hands on the one leg. Lay hands. Lay hands on the leg. Lay hands on the leg. Come on, lay hands. That's it. Lay hands. Come on, that's it. Lay hands. That's right. That's it. Right now. Jesus, everything. In Jesus' mighty name. That's it. That's it. That's it. Some of you begin to lay hands where the pain is. Begin to lay hands where the disease is. I want you to start claiming your healing right now. In the name of Jesus. That's it. In the name of Jesus. Shalababoyotoro. If you find somebody next to you who is praying, I want you to reach out to them. Begin to lay hands upon them right now. Begin to pray right now in Jesus' name. Command the pain to go. Command the disease to go. In the name of Jesus. Come on, people. That's it. That's it. That's it. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Come on. Reach out. That's it. Just press through a little bit more. Praise God. Every yoke, every yoke, every yoke. If you feel the pain is leaving your body, I want to begin to lift up your hands and worship him right now. Jesus. That's it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you feel the pain is leaving your body, lift up your hands. Begin to worship right now. In Jesus' name. That's it, that's it, that's it. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Oh, in Jesus' name. Shabababoyo toloro shabababoyo. Shirolololo shibayato. In Jesus' name, that's it, that's it, that's it. I release. Ghost. Completely.
That's it.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every pain, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. That's it.
Go. Every time, go.
right now, Father.
If you feel the Lord have touched you, I want you to move your back, move your leg, move the part of the body. Begin to reach out and touch where you had the pain or the growth or whatever you had. Begin to feel that. By faith, I want you to move your back and your leg, your feet, whatever that you could not do before. Begin to stretch and begin to do a little bit. Move your hand, move your arms. That's it, that's it, that's it. Praise God. Even as while you're doing it, the pain will be leaving your back. Pain is leaving your hands right now. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Lord, we lift our hands and worship as we magnify your name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we magnify your name. For you are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. As we magnify your name, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we magnify your name. For you are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. How great is our God? You sing with me. How great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. great is our God. You sang with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. And you're the name, and you're the name above all name. And you are worthy of my praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Then sings my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Let it rain, open the floodgates of heaven, and let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, and let it rain.